Still talking about what's challenging me, competition. Who are you competing with? Or who is competing with you on the journey of life? Don't compete with anyone. The sky is big enough for all of us to fly without touching each other. Competition limits you. Competition is a very great distraction because you will not be greater than the person you are competing with. Woman, your place is at the top. Don't stay where you are. Don't compete with anybody. Just focus on where you want to see yourself in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years. Again, I'll speak about support system. What support system do you have as a woman? Who are your friends? Who are your role model? And what kind of a partner, a husband do you have? Are they supporting you? So you need, this helps you in life to be able to achieve your purpose. You will learn from others. You will learn from people's mistake. So you don't fall where they fell. Learn from those who have achieved what you want to achieve and connect yourself to them so you can learn and move faster in life. Support system is critical. Whether you are a career person, you need that support. Go to LinkedIn professional website and check people who have achieved what you plan to achieve and connect yourself with them and begin to ask them questions. What can I do? What certification can I do? Which kind of training do I do for me to be able to gain this? And they will guide you. And the same thing applies. Join a platform of people doing what you are doing, and you will be able to learn through them. Again, I will now speak about what do we choose to challenge. The choice is yours. The power of choice is very powerful. Remember, our choice determines our consequences. Whatever choice you choose in life determines the consequence that will follow, determine what you will experience. As women, let us challenge societal perception and beliefs. The same society we live in today produce Okonjo-Iweala, produce Ibukun Awosika, produce Folorunsho Alakija, and so many other women who have achieved great things in life, and they are still achieving despite what society feels about women. Rise up above negative perception from the society about womanhood. I was blessed to start my career with the then Coopers & Lee brand in 1989. I was the only female consultant for so many years. And relating with men every day, I realized I can actually tread where men tread without fear, as long as I have God's backing. I studied adult education, but destiny pushed me to human resources. And I have had over 32 years of wonderful career, despite all the challenges along the way. Don't allow societal perception to limit you. Rather, challenge it and be the best where you find yourself. You have what it takes. God has already endowed us as a woman. As a woman, you are unique. Graciously wear your uniqueness. No comparison. Don't compare yourself with others. Love yourself. Love your body, love your shape, love your face, love your figure. Be kind to others that comes your way in life, because you actually have a lot that is inside of you. I will be talking about what we choose to challenge. What's about our purpose? We will never be fulfilled in life if you don't understand your life purpose. What's your purpose in life? Why are you here? It's more than going to school. It's more than working. It's more than doing business. It's more than marrying. And it's more than having children. We all need to go back to our maker to open us up to our life purpose. Once you discover your purpose, it makes life so easy and fulfilling. You can discover your purpose while you are working as a career person or when you are in business. Once you discover it, pursue it so you can fulfill destiny. As an HR practitioner, I told myself many years ago that I don't, even if I cannot solve someone's problem, I must not add to it. Everybody that comes my way, so I don't see my work in human resources as just a job. I see it as my divine calling. When people come and they have issues, I take it personal. I'll give a typical example. Some months ago, sometimes in December, one of our drivers was coming to work and armed robbers attacked him and, you know, macheted him. And as he was running from the robbers, as he was waiting for staff bus early in the morning, he ran into an oncoming bus and the bus hit him. And immediately he went into coma. And the staff bus carried him to General Hospital. He was an associate staff, an outsourced staff. Not the bank was not supposed to spend money on him, but I called my ED and I said, ED, please, this man is a human being like us who was coming to work. At that time, the hospital was asking us to come and pay millions. I said, ED, please, let's help salvage a life in case this man will be able to live. In less than 1 week, we had spent over 2 million on this man. Unfortunately, he later died. But when I called the ED to appreciate him, you know, for responding to my call on a Friday night for millions, he said, no, it's you we should thank, that nobody that sat on that seat that you are sitting ever told us to assist drivers because they are seen as second-class citizens. And I said, no, ED, they are human beings. The only thing God has given us is more opportunity than them. If they can help it, they would rather want to be the person they are driving rather than a driver. So wherever you find yourself, you can actually fulfill purpose. Just ask the Lord, God, open my eyes and let me know what you want me to do and how you want me to impact life on this seat. Thank you.